Another great song in the key of life, Stevie Wonder's As. It's 4:08 from WCCO-FM.
So feel the spirit when you hear it, that shock.
Feel Shock's discount spirit. Get a $280 Technics AM-FM stereo receiver this week for just $199.88. It's the Technics Stereo Price Bust, and it's happening right now at all 15 Twin City Shock stores. Get features and specs you couldn't buy for any price just a few years ago. And now just $199.88 at Shock.
We're given 5 senses to satisfy. Shock will take care of one if you let us try.
Paneling sale prices start at just $3.22 during the holiday fix-up sale at Budget Power Home Care Discount Centers.
4:11, 20 degrees, fair skies in the Twin Cities. Kurt Lundgren with a Captain Antonia, WCCO-FM. Took them a while, but they have finally come out with the greatest hits package and some nice stuff on it. Among the songs, that one from Tony and Daryl, The Way I Want to Touch You, 4:13 at WCCO-FM.
If you're looking for a used car as a second car or as a money-saving buy, grab a pencil. In the next 60 seconds, you're going to hear some astounding used...
4:16, WCCO-FM. North Stars get back to playing hockey instead of boxing. That's tomorrow night at the Met. The Rangers here in town. Hey, I had my first can of Billy beer today. What are you waiting for? You're expecting a joke there, aren't you? I like the package. Cute design with that blue collar around the can.
It's easy to know when I love someone like...
From the Thunder in My Heart album, that's Leo Sayer, WCCO-FM. It is Easy to Love, 4:19, and we play trivia shortly here.
Ray's Rapid Rust Proofing, Meg Doolittle.
Audio King. If we sound better, it's because music is our business.
Audio King, located in Edina, Leisure Lane Center, Roseville across from Dayton's Rosedale. Now open, Audio King Ridgedale, just a half block west of Ridgedale Center on Plymouth Road. And now, should you wish to play, then call me at 339-1029. We'll play some trivia. CCOFM. I have four sneak preview tickets to the upcoming movie, Neil Simon movie, which I understand is very good, called The Goodbye Girl, which comes up December 15th. Last night, Peter May was playing music trivia, so I think we'll stick with TV trivia this week, because everybody, I think, has a good working knowledge of some of the early days of TV. Now then, you, of course, remember My Little Margie, the show, and the character. Who played Gale Storm's father, the name of the actor? In the series, he was known as, what, Vern Albright, I guess, but what was that gentleman's name, real name, the actor who played Gale Storm's father on My Little Margie? See, this is easy. You watch. Hi, are you calling to play trivia?
Yeah, is it Paul Burke?
Nope, sorry. Hi.
Howdy.
Can you help us on trivia today?
I'll sure try.
All right.
Was it Mike Myrtle?
No, that doesn't sound close, but thanks for trying. Hi, are you calling to play trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who played Gale Storm's father?
I don't really know.
Okay, struck out again there. Hello? I think I can do that, too. Let's see. Yeah, I can do that, too. Hi.
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Hi, are you calling to play trivia?
Yes, I am. Is it Milton Berle?
Nope, sorry. Way off base there. Hi.
Yes.
You remember My Little Margie?
Yes, I do.
You remember who played My Little Margie's father, the actor's name?
I don't. I was trying to think of it, and you caught me too soon.
Well, hang in there and call back if you think of it. Hi, CCO-FM Trivia.
Yes, was it Bill Ferrell?
Boy, you got the last name. It is Farrell, but I got to have the first name, too, and it's not Bill.
Okay.
Do you want to take a guess at it?
It's
a common name.
All I can think of is Bill offhand.
Tension is mounting, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's say Jack.
No, you did good in getting the last name, I guess, and I know that you know who it is, but I have to have both names, so now all we have to do is get somebody else to give us a first name. But thanks for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, what was Mr. Farrell's first name?
Charles.
Charles is absolutely right. Charles Farrell played Vern Albright, and he worked for Honeywell and Todd, and he was Gale Storm and Margie's father. Very good. Who are you?
Jim Halleck.
Jim, what part of town are you in?
Columbia Heights.
What do you do in Columbia Heights?
Well, just not too much right now. I'm unemployed.
Ah, that means you are between jobs.
That's That's right.
There's no such thing as being unemployed. It's always between jobs. Well, anyway, if you've got three close friends, or for that matter, no three strangers, Jim, we'll send you off to the movies here. We're going to see the new Neil Simon movie called Goodbye Girl. We'll have a sneak preview for you coming up December the 15th at 7:30. Can you go?
Betcha.
All righty. Hold on, and I'll tell you how to get your tickets.
Thank you.
See if I get this name right this time. Jean-Michel Jarre. No relation to any hockey player that I know of. He's a musician from France. That's called Oxygen. It's 427 WCCO-FM. This is James Taylor from JT and Say Cheese.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you.
Well, this is our weather. Partly cloudy and colder tonight. A low of about 10 above, near 25 tomorrow and Sunday, and Saturday night around 15. There is a chance of light snow. Not a great chance, but it's there. 30% tomorrow, 40% tomorrow night. Now the Twin Cities, fair skies. Northwest winds at 9. It's 20 from WCCO-FM.
Outside.
Rita Coolidge, and we are all alone. That's from anytime, anywhere. 4:39 at WCCO-FM.
Sound of music.
You won't find Sound of Music in the big shopping malls. Instead, you'll find them nearby in their own store, where Sound of Music pays a third the rent, passes on the savings to you. Like this Fisher receiver offer, you save $100 on the 50-watt Fisher RS-1052, and then you qualify for $170 more off.